Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast from the 30th of June to the next day, the 1st of July, 2025. Just 2 days of EastEnders this week, but it was a jam-packed double-billed bonanza for us this week because of Wimbledon and other sporting events, tiddlywinks, I don't know what's been going on. It's that time of year, isn't it, where just sport wrecks the schedules and turns things crazy, and it's carrying on the next week as well, and I think even the week after's got some weirdness going on as well, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Joining me as usual is Ree. Hello, Ree. How are you this week?
I'm all right, Rob. Thank you. How are you? I'm feeling a bit, EastEnders has been messed up my life a bit this week.
Honestly, it feels like it was on like weeks ago when we watched Bernie's exit. It feels like we're talking about something that happened like not this week.
And it'll feel even longer by the time we see the next episode, Wednesday. Which is until what, Wednesday?
An 8-day gap.
Madness.
No one has ever seen the like in the entirety of soap scheduling. It's ridiculous.
For why? Can't they just load them as usual on iPlayer though? Mm. Like that. Like, why not just do that anyway? Because surely most people watch it on iPlayer. It can't be anything that spoilery, surely.
Well, we don't know. We do not know, but it's annoying. I'll give it that. But it's been a pretty jam-packed week all in all, hasn't it? We've had not one, but two big exits from the soap.
Yes.
We figured that if one of them was going, the other one was probably going with them, didn't we?
Yeah, makes sense. But do you know what I will say? I know that it got announced and everything, but I didn't realise he'd be doing it like within weeks of him fully taking over the exec role. It's like straight away.
Wade ain't messing around, is he? He's come straight in,
about.
Walked in, you out.
And wading his way through that square, eh?
Wading his way through the square, eh? This is why you tune in, people, for this fabulous wordplay. Right, so we have, like I say, two big exits to talk about later on in the podcast, but a couple of little storylines before we get there. So,
and a calendar change before we get there, Rob.
I didn't forget. I was leading up to it, obviously. You know why? It's because the scheduling has given me jet lag. I've got no idea what day it is.
It's fair enough.
So we are now in July. We're officially in the smack bang in the middle of the year. It's height of summer, if you couldn't tell by my perspiration. Say goodbye to Winston. Any idea who's in July, Ree?
I have literally no idea. I can't remember at all.
Oh, hello. Oh, that's a risque one, isn't it?
Is it Freddie?
It's Freddie.
It is, isn't it? That's a cheeky one.
That is positively pornographic. How dare you put this sort of thing on my wall, Ree? I mean, if you're looking on audio, this is literally...
If you're looking on audio, you're struggling.
That's why you can't see. If you're listening on audio, July's picture is Freddie sat on what appears to be a rather large bun, hamburger bun. In justice socks with buns covering his...
Bread cakes.
Let's not get into this debate, Ree. We're not doing this now. We haven't got the time.
I didn't understand what you were saying by buns. Some of you call it a bread roll. Some of you call it a cob. Some of us who are right call it a bread cake.
Anyway, I've ever met other than you.
That's why he's got covering his bits. There we go. Anyway.
Covering his bread cakes up. Right, there we are then. So that's this month's picture. And let's crack on with this week's Albert Square After Dark. So let's begin this week with talking about Elaine and the future of the Vic. It would appear that the Vic is now going up for sale. We've got like brochures and everything. It's happening. Right. This is happening, Ree.
I feel like the events of this week to do with the Vic have been very quick. I get it, but
I know, yeah,
it's all quite rough. I'm going to say it is. It feels very rushed.
I mean,
this
is it. I feel like this is literally like what you were saying, that Ben Whitey's come in and gone, right, you can all sit down and this is happening, and it's happening
quickly. Change. Yeah.
I mean, it's, yeah. But then I don't know how this bit works on the crossover period, because obviously the stuff that we're watching would have been filmed like 6 weeks ago, but then it would have to have been written even before then and storylined even before then. So I don't know where the crossover period happens. I feel like maybe Ben Whitey comes in before his name starts appearing on screen and he starts having conversations with the writers and stuff, and then they start doing his stuff whilst they're finishing off Chris Crenshaw's stuff.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Even still, like, up until last week, there was no talk of any of them wanting to sell the Vic.
And there's still no talk of who this new owner potentially might be. And even though we've heard rumours of who it might be, but there's certainly no hinting about that even happening yet, is there? So who knows where that'll end up. But it would appear that the Vic is soon going to be under new ownership, because Elaine, God bless her cotton socks.
A literal heart.
Now, let's talk about that for a second. Was there a point this week where you thought she was faking it?
Fake it? No, it didn't even cross my mind. No.
There was a point this week. I didn't think it by the end.
Yeah.
But there was a point this week where I was just like, oh, wait, is she faking this so that Linda feels really guilty and doesn't sell the
and
Vic?
Then won't sell.
Yeah. I thought that was what was happening, but then she actually clearly had an actual heart attack.
Yeah.
And by the end of it was saying, do you know what, sell it. I cherish our
life
relationship
short,
more. Yeah,
thing,
exactly.
Yeah.
But until up to that point, I was like, oh, is that what we're doing? Oh, I'm going to fake a heart attack. Ha!
No. Do you know what? I thought the absolute opposite. I thought they were killing her off.
Thought she was going to die.
I genuinely thought she was going to die this week.
Yeah, I was kind of like, oh, I don't like the look of where this is going. Like, I genuinely
You can't come in and do that so soon. What are you doing, mate? Chill out.
They were having like what appeared to be like those final conversations as well, weren't they?
Yeah. I mean, all the little one-liners she's been dropping about like over my dead body and stuff.
Do you know what, though? I'm pleased that that didn't result in anything, because that would have been so heavy-handed if that had been like her suddenly like making allusions to like her dead body and like, you know, making all those sorts of things, and then she actually drops dead. It would have been like, we're never going to trust anybody who ever says comes out with anything like that ever again if that's actually where this is going.
That's very true, but I do think, had I not picked up on those lines, I wouldn't have thought that she was actually going to die this week, because I did. I genuinely thought, they've done it, haven't they? They've killed Elaine off. What they're
I'd
doing?
I'd have been gutted if she died. I know she's got, you know, fans, and I think she's a bit of a Marmite character as Elaine in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
I love her, so I'd have been absolutely gutted if Elaine had
I wasn't
off.
Keen when she first started, no, if you remember, but now I absolutely love her. Yeah.
The journey you've been on with Elaine is something they should make travel documentaries about the journey you've been on with Elaine, shouldn't they? So, I mean, obviously all this starts with the fact that Linda and Elaine are effectively at war with one another. Now, we are back to the sort of thing where you're looking at their relationship and thinking Elaine is a terrible mother, right? There's nothing that she does really this week that makes you think that she's even got Linda's kind of
best interests at heart.
You know what I mean? Like, it's
because she's not really listening to Linda. Like, instead of what she could have done was say, right, I hear you, Linda, you want to sell, and it's fully fair, you've got your reasons, you don't want to be around alcohol anymore. I don't want to sell, so shall we try and think of a solution that where we can both win?
Yeah.
That would have been it, instead of being like, oh, you're just going to sell and leave me up, you know?
Yeah. Proper acting the victim.
I swear word, but I won't say it, you know?
She was proper acting the victim, though, wasn't she?
Yes. Yeah. And I kind of get it as well, and it is on brand for Elaine, because she's still grieving her marriage with George, and that is playing into it all a lot. However, look at what Linda's been going through.
This is the thing.
Comparatively,
this is what I mean. Like, whenever she starts like talking about like how devastated she is and how heartbroken she is, she's like, George is still alive and he's just wandering around, and you're literally having wars with him in the Vic and like war of words and everything. Do you realise how much Linda would love to do that with Mick?
Yeah, yeah. And Elaine did cheat on George. Sorry, gonna say it. Yeah.
Physically, yes, she did physically.
Physically,
but then,
yeah, physically.
You know, emotionally, he cheated on her many a time as well.
Several
Their relationship was doomed, really, after Cindy arrived. I think the wheels had been set in motion. Elaine and George, I mean, what do we think about those two after the events of this week? Is there any sort of movement there, or do you think they're done? Feels like they're done, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does feel like they're done, which is a shame because I did like them. But also, how much more can we keep watching him going up to Cindy all the time? You know what I mean? I think
Yeah,
even we're a bit done with that.
I think that the him and Cindy thing, like if they're gonna do it, then they're gonna, I think it's gonna happen at some point. Any minute now, Ri. It's gonna happen at some point, but I agree with you. I don't think we need Elaine. I mean, as much as I enjoy the Elaine and Cindy dynamic, that's quite good fun. But it gets to a point where you're sort of like, right, there's only so much I think any human being would tolerate this in a relationship before you just cut all ties altogether, wouldn't you? And I feel like we've reached that point with Elaine and George now. Like, yeah, she loves him, but at the same time, it's sort of like, I think she feels that because it reached a point where she just went and had sex with somebody, some complete randomer. Like she, I think she feels like he pushed her into that. That's the le that's where we're at, and I feel like there's no coming back from there, is I think where
No,
they're at.
I don't think there is. But what I'm interested to know is where's everybody going to go? Like, where are
Yeah,
Elaine and Linda and etc. going to live?
Johnny did have his plans all sorted this week, but I feel like they're very much been thrown out with the
Just a
bathwater,
bit.
haven't they? Just a little bit. Where the hell are they gonna go? I mean, Gina's all right. She's got her flat with June. Is she still living with Junior? I think she is. Or does
Yeah, I
she?
think
Yeah.
so. Yeah.
So that really means that you've only and George will find something. Well, George, I
George
don't
is
think is George
supposedly with
isn't part
Kojo
of
at the
it, is he?
minute.
Yeah, George is gonna be living with Kojo. But then that
For
leaves
now.
Linda, Elaine. I say Anna, not really Anna. And then
Johnny.
Ollie, Johnny, and
Yeah.
Ollie and Annie to deal with as well. Like, so where are they
Because,
gonna go?
well, at one point we speculated, will Linda move in with Phil to help with Nigel? But surely not with the kids and with
Yeah, I
Elaine
mean
as well.
that's surely just gonna imagine Elaine
And
and trying to
Johnny.
deal with Nigel. Honestly, that's not gonna work. I can't see. She might be.
I
It's a bit over. Mind you, the amount that she's not been that bothered about moving loads of people into the vic when she's literally been living with Ollie, who
don't know.
really hates change. I can't imagine that it would bother her that much. Yeah, we'll move in. That's absolutely fine. Nigel will be all right with this. No issues. No drama.
Yeah.
Yeah, where the hell are they gonna go?
Can't figure it out. I literally can't figure it out. I mean, do you know something we don't ever seem to see anymore is the flat where Ravi supposedly lives. We've not been inside it in ages.
Yeah, I mean the
Could
other
he move
thing,
in with the into the Panesar house and they move in there? But then why would that happen?
maybe, but then maybe they're just going to swap houses with the people that are going to move into the Vic.
Oh yeah, so Linda will go. She's lived in that flat before, hasn't she, Linda? I feel like her and Mick lived there at one point,
Yes, they did live there at
didn't
one
they?
point. Yeah.
Yeah, so
So
maybe they'll go to that
maybe they'll
flat
move back in. I mean,
if Kat is to be the new owner,
if she
which we're not
is.
sure of.
But it's looking pretty likely, isn't it? Even though nothing in the show is suggesting that yet. But we
No.
will see. We will see. I mean, it is the end of an era, isn't it, really, with Linda saying goodbye. I mean, I think it totally makes sense at this point. Let's be
Yeah.
real. As much as we're saying, yeah, it felt a bit rushed in terms of the conclusion to it, at the same time, it does make sense that Linda is at this point with it all, I think.
Yeah, I agree. The only thing, though, that's been bugging me a bit is she's been back there a while since she quit alcohol. So why is it all of a
Why
sudden
now?
she's decided she can't be around alcohol?
Yeah, because really you would have thought that, she'd come back from rehab, and I would
Yeah.
imagine one of the main topics of conversation while she was at rehab is, I live in a pub. I work in
Yeah.
a pub. I'm
Yeah.
serving alcohol to people every single day. And
Yeah.
you would have thought somebody at that rehab centre would have gone, right, so should we not do that then? Maybe that might
Yeah,
help.
maybe don't be surrounded by it where you can smell it all the time and you
Maybe
know.
don't live in a pub. Just
Yeah,
a
yeah.
suggestion. So, but delayed reaction, but she has finally
Yeah.
decided it's time to. And with all the bad memories that she's now got since Mick has left, I think it does make sense for her to say, do you know what? Let's just let all of this go and start a new, fresh life and see if I can actually move on without Mick. Because arguably, you could say that staying in the Vic is sort of trying to continue a life that doesn't exist anymore.
Clinging on to Mick's presence almost and memories a bit too much, perhaps. But she's also been saying, because this bit's a bit more believable for me. All right, the Dean thing, but she's lived there many years since the Dean thing happened. But the most recent one with Keanu and saying, every time I walk down the stairs, even though they have been newly decorated, you
Yeah,
know,
they've
I'm
both blown
seeing
up since then, love. It
Keanu's.
does look different, yeah.
But that she see that to me makes more sense that she's going, right, I need to kind of put the fact that I murdered somebody behind me, maybe. Maybe that
Yeah.
could be a good idea too.
I mean, I suppose they've always got to be careful when they do things like this, because realistically, nobody would set foot in that pub if you lived on Albert Square, would you? Because most people in there have had some traumatic event happen to them.
Whether they've all been on the square,
whether they've all been in the explosion, or whether somebody that they know has been killed in there, or something horrific has happened to them in the Vic, or someone they know has fallen off the roof. You know, literally so many people in that show would never set foot in the Vic ever again. Like Lauren would never be in there. Stacey. Okay. Sure as hell would never set foot in there. Sharon would never set foot in there. Linda would have run for the hills like years ago by now. So really, it's one of the places still going.
Yeah, very true. Very true. Have they got any customers at all?
Any customers or any staff, to be fair. No wonder Tracy keeps quiet, bless her.
Yeah.
So there we go. So exciting, I think.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Brand new era. It does need to happen now and again. I think one of the reasons that I'm sort of like it feels kind of quite quick and all that kind of thing is also because I do enjoy like this era of the Vic quite a lot. I've enjoyed Elaine behind the bar.
Yeah,
and this actually is going to be a completely and utterly new thing for Elaine as well, because we've only ever known her behind there. Even before she was played by Harriet Thorpe, we only really knew Elaine behind the bar of the Vic. So
the only thing I'm thinking is obviously. The reason why they wrote in that Elaine had this heart attack was so that she could have this realisation, because otherwise Elaine would be putting her foot down and never selling like she has been.
Yeah, she would. Yeah.
So that's why she's obviously had this heart attack. So then it makes me think, is she just going to retire though as well? Are they just going to write in, she's not going to do anything else and she is just going to retire then? She's going to take this heart attack as a sign that she needs to slow down and enjoy her life.
Maybe,
is that what's going to happen? And she's not going to do anything else.
My other thought is that I don't think Cindy is staying in the Albert.
Yeah, I mean, Elaine would suit it so well.
Exactly.
Are they going to do a swap?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know in any universe how Elaine would get the Albert off Cindy, because I would have thought that that's the last thing that Cindy would ever do for Elaine. But again, we would have thought that about Kathy and Cindy. So I'm sure there's some way in which they could make it happen. But I do think that Elaine is the sort, once she is recovered, I mean, the woman can have a heart attack and still have a face full of makeup when she's in hospital unconscious.
That's true.
So
that's
this
so
is
true.
Not a woman who's going quietly, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she's a tornado. Yeah. So I feel like once she's properly back on her feet and living in a new place, she's going to get bored really, really quickly. So she's going to need some new endeavour.
I just don't know what it could be. You can't see her in Laundrette, can you?
God, no.
No?
God, no. She wouldn't do anything that she would see as beneath her. She needs something performative to do, doesn't she?
I know, because the perfect place is the Albert, You
it
could see her hosting a drag night, couldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I am
comparing
enjoying
it.
I am enjoying Cindy in the Albert. There's a really... Same. It's she's quite funny in there. But I feel like because of the sort of person that Cindy is, I can't see her... keeping it, like, in terms of, like, I don't think she's got the responsibility to run a place like that. Whereas Elaine, I feel like, would be more natural.
We've got Harry's barn as well, and I don't feel like we really see Nicola there all that much, even though it is hers.
Nicola does tend to walk in there and decide that she's closing early.
Right.
Like, all of you out.
Yeah, literally, that's pretty much all we see of her, or are trying to sleep with someone in office. I think that's about
her and George. We haven't gone back to since it happened, but I feel like that might be a thing moving forwards. Yeah.
Is George going to put some money? Is that why they've had a scene with them two talking?
Maybe.
Is he going to go, do you know what? Yeah.
I will say, that scene that they had with Nicola and George, I was quite pleased that they didn't do the predictable thing, which is two characters that have never spoken before. They start talking over a glass of wine, and then they're sleeping together by the end of the episode. So they avoided that sort of cliche, which I thought was quite
I'm
good.
Yeah, I'm glad they did that. But they've definitely, like, what was the point in that scene? Something's definitely going to happen.
Yeah, they're definitely going to sleep together at some point, aren't they?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
they might have done it that night, and we'll find out later that they did.
That's true. That's a possibility, isn't it? I would love a war with Nicola and Cindy.
Right. I feel like I would pay to see a war.
Just my license fee.
That's all I need to pay. I mean, we said this a couple of weeks ago, but I can see the attraction from George to Nicola, because in some ways they're actually quite similar, Cindy and Nicola.
Yeah, I can see it totally. Yeah.
Blonde,
interesting.
Troublemaking bitches. So watch this space. So a brief discussion now about Lauren and Peter, who appear to be back on track again. I mean, were you expecting them to get back together? Or did you feel like this was the start of a long old divorce thing? And are they going to stay together? Because I feel like they're unsteady, to say the very least.
I feel like we're just going to have a lot of Lauren Peter on and off again, on and off again. Because
with Zach thrown in.
That's the thing. Had that not been mentioned or been a thing. Because if I'm honest with you, what was the point in them splitting up at all? If they're going to get back together really amicably again. I get it because of what they found out. And, you know, we all needed to see that Pete is a bit of a dick, let's be honest.
Yeah,
that's what it were.
But I mean, yeah, I feel like they're pushing more towards, you know, sort of Peter and Ian similarities with this Peter, aren't they?
Yeah, they do keep trying to do it a little bit. And he keeps going to Ian for advice. Like,
which is a terrible idea about anything
right?
on earth. Yeah,
exactly.
Anything. Like, go to him for advice about fish and chips.
Yeah.
Possibly business stuff.
Business,
maybe. But he's not that great at that sometimes. But I feel like, you know, the more financial side of life you might go to Ian for advice for, women and emotions and all that kind of thing don't go anywhere near the bloke.
Absolutely not. That's it. So, I don't know. I think, like I say, I think they're going to get back on track. Then Cindy's going to be watching him in the sidelines because obviously she saw Lauren having a conversation with Zach. Then she went up to her and said something, and Lauren was like, what are you on about? Like, whatever. I'm allowed to talk to somebody. And then she's going to say something.
She has a point, though, doesn't she? Cindy can smell infidelity.
He's so true. I was thinking that myself. I was like, you're literally watching him have a conversation. How are you deciding that something's happened? But like you say, Cindy's like,
I mean, it's so funny though, isn't it? She has got an absolute point. Every time she points out, you set of hypocrites,
that is
a lot
true.
Of you. It's so true, isn't it? Like you can't fault her for that. It's absolutely true.
No.
I mean, I do love the fact that she still clearly believes that everything they've done is 10 times worse than anything she's done. But you know, it's a work in progress, Cindy. Yeah, self awareness is a difficult thing to come to. She's getting there. She's getting there. Mm. Having said that, the whole Lauren and Zach thing, I feel like we haven't seen the end of that.
They're quite well suited, to be fair.
They are. And the thing is, what I quite like is the fact that, because sometimes when two random people sleep together, which, let's be real, the Zach and Lauren thing was the catalyst for Whitney's exit. That was sort of the main reason why that happened, right? And so I feel like it's actually quite a good thing that they've not just completely forgotten that that happened. You know, like they have with Stacey and Jack, that we'll probably never hear of again.
Yeah, I agree,
I feel like it's a good thing to sort of refer back to it every now and again. And like you say, they do sort of suit each other quite well. So I can see a future where Zach and Lauren are a thing.
Yeah, I could see them working. But I do also like Peter and Lauren. Do you know what? I just don't want us to be constantly watching on, off again with Peter and Lauren. I want them to either be fully on or fully off.
I mean,
and do you know what? I like both characters as well, but I'm not interested enough to see them constantly on and off. Do you know what I mean? Like Kat and Alfie.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this thing with Jimmy is going to be like the thing that either completely and utterly seals them together. I mean, I think it's understandable that something like this has sort of upskittled them. I can understand
that. I did forget about the Jimmy element, which is exactly why they did split.
Yeah.
No, I do get it, because it would... it's very realistic that this might happen between a couple. Completely realistic.
Especially for the reasons. We don't know 100% that that's what's happened with Jimmy, but I think we've got a fairly good idea. Do you know what I mean?
Well, they did mention something about they're going to find out some results from some genetic testing, was it, that they said? So will
something
they find
like that,
out a definitive answer about
why
it happened?
Yeah, I mean, do you think it's going to turn out that Lauren... I feel like, considering what Lauren was doing when she was pregnant, I feel like it kind of has to be that's caused this, right?
Well, this is it, though, isn't it? What if they do find out, actually, it wasn't anything to do with Lauren and it is just a genetic thing that's happened for some reason?
Because I feel like, you know, then you're saying that, oh, yeah, take all the morphine you want, it's fine.
I know what you mean, yeah. No, it feels like they should say it was due.
It was that, yeah. And I feel like it needs to be something that they can always refer back to as well. rather than, you know, it's something that's always going to be a clue. Even if Peter and Lauren stay together, that's
he'll keep
always,
throwing it back in
of
her
course he
face
will.
and we have an argument kind
yeah,
of thing.
Of course he
yeah.
will. And everybody around Peter will do that as well. Like Cindy will always do that.
Cindy
Ian will
Ian.
Always do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it needs to be, I think, a claw in that relationship that's always going to be a sort of unforgivable moment. Because I feel like Peter would never, ever really, truly forgive Lauren for that.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Well,
just
let's
like Lauren
find
would
out
never
if that
forgive
is what it's going to
herself
be.
as
Yeah,
well.
exactly. Yeah. And there's time for her to fall off the wagon again, I think, I dare
Absolutely.
say, at some
Well,
point.
actually, something that we forgot to mention a couple of weeks ago, talking of Lauren, that we did have an announcement made that I feel is going to be an extra factor into this storyline when it arrives. Because it has been officially announced that, spoiler siren, spoiler siren, spoiler siren, that Oscar Branning is on his way back to Wolford, played by, and I'm telling you now, I will never ever be able to say this actor's name without doing a French accent, Pierre Molière. I think it's an amazing name.
We have announced this in news.
We spoke about it because it was when it was rumored, but it's now been officially announced by the show
Oh,
that
was
this is
that what it
happening.
was? Right, okay.
So
Well, yeah.
Oscar coming back, and now, I mean, come on, with Oscar surely comes
Max. Oh,
Max.
yeah, obviously we know that's gonna happen, right? Well, actually we don't, do we?
I mean, I feel like it would be, I mean, Max has been kind of suggested to be coming back as well in the papers. So it sort of suggests to me that the whole sort of Beale versus Branning thing is kind of come back to the forefront of thing, which
And then we're finally going to get the Cindy and Max affair that we've all been waiting
telling
for.
you,
Yeah.
I've never known a character that has been so eagerly awaited to sleep with someone that's not even on the show.
Yeah, that's true, isn't it? But it needs to
It needs to
happen. It's got to
happen.
happen.
Because
Yeah.
there is nobody on earth that would sleep with somebody that was responsible for their child's death other than Cindy.
They're the king and queen of affairs between them, aren't they? Literally.
Imagine how much those two would screw with each other. It would be the most
Yeah.
incredible viewing. I can't wait for it to possibly happen.
I thought we did kind of. I'm sure that we know that Jake Wood's coming back anyway,
We
right?
don't know. Not,
Spoiler.
nothing, nothing
Right, okay.
announced. Nothing announced.
Okay, fair enough. But yes, there's a lot that could be going on for Lauren then, and reasons for her to. Well, that I was wondering when we were talking about where's Linda going to live. So, I guess Max can just go move in. Max and Oscar can go move in with Lauren because she's in Dot's house. Well, Sonia's
Which
house.
makes me think, actually, what's going to happen is this genetic result is going to come back and say, yep, it was the drugs that did it, which I think might officially break up Peter and Lauren, like officially,
See,
officially. And
I
then they're going to move
mean,
it, and Lauren will move back in with Oscar and Max, and then that will be Branning's versus Beale's set in motion.
yeah, I can see that. Do you know what though? I think I could be wrong, but with these genetic results, I think what it'll do is rule out that it is a genetic thing, but they'll not be able to say definitively that it was the drug taking. I think that's what it'll be. So they'll keep throwing it in her face and then she'll be able to go, well, we don't know that for sure. They'll be like, well, it was though, weren't it? So there'll be that element to it as well, perhaps.
100%. And either that, or it'll turn out that the kid's not even Peter's.
Nah, the
Imagine.
dates don't mix
No.
up for
Of
Zach,
course
do
they
they?
don't. Of
They're
course they
adults,
don't.
sorry.
Of course.
No.
Mind you, Lauren, you what Lauren was having sort of mad, I don't know if this is a thing, mad morphine sessions. She could have done anything.
That's true. You never know. You never
Who
know.
knows? Who knows? Right, ladies and gents, before we get on to the big exits of the week, let's have a quick chat about Stacey, Kat, and not in Australia, Alfie. So the secret's out, well, kind of out of the bag, and not out of the bag. Kat knows that says that Alfie is not in Australia,
Yes,
and
she
Stacey is
doesn't.
back on the square.
Yes, Stacey's come back finally and was telling the kids, please don't tell them about the visitor that we had. That were
They never
never going to
learn.
happen.
They never learn, do
No,
they? No, sure.
no.
Leave this really massive secret in the hands of the kids. Yep. No
Yeah.
harm's, no drama's going to kick off from that whatsoever,
No.
Stacey love.
They've still not found out who it was, though.
Not yet.
Herb's mentioned the lady who kept visiting them
Oh
or
yeah,
something, and that's
already.
about
Like
it.
it took
Yeah.
what would that even like I think that was probably the same episode that Stacey told us,
Yeah,
like,
I
can you
think
not
it was
tell
like
anybody
2 hours.
that bit? Yeah,
Yeah.
literally 2 hours, yeah. I mean, this isn't gonna stay secret for long. I mean, how long do we think it's gonna be before they come back? Can't be that long,
This is
surely.
what. Well, no, because surely Alfie can't be away that long without Kat getting suspicious. And do you know what? I'm going to say it. It's one of those annoying things now where it's like, just tell her. What's Kat going to do? No one knows where Zoe is anyway. So what's she going to do?
Because actually, the longer you're keeping this from her, the worse it's going to be.
Surely.
Yeah, you could have just told her straight away and Kat would have probably gone, yeah, please try and get her back for me and all that
yeah,
kind of
right.
thing.
Yeah, right, okay, I understand she don't want to talk to me and if I talk to her, she's going to do a runner. Like, just explain the entire situation to Kat and then she'd be like, yeah, fair, go and handle it then, Alfie. Thanks for doing it.
I mean, the thing that they've given us for the why that isn't a feasible option is whatever this big secret that Zoe is hiding.
Yeah. And she's Joel's mum, obviously, now.
Do you reckon it's blatantly obvious now? The thing is, Vicky and Zoe, first time round, when we're talking about Kathy Vicky, she and Zoe did not get on that well.
No,
Words.
Did Zoe have a thing with Spencer back in the day? Have I made that
I
up? Were they
want
connected somehow?
Say yes. I think they might have done. There was definitely some
beef.
Vicky. Yeah, there was some beef. Vicky and Zoe did not get on, so it does sort of
and
kind of
Zoe
lend
was
itself to
in a relationship with a brother, obviously. But mind you, Joel, because I've seen a lot of people theorising that Joel is Dennis's kid, but that can't be because otherwise, why's Ross got him?
No, I don't think that works. No,
so I think maybe it's just that Zoe's had Joel with Ross and then, you know, for whatever reason, decided to not raise him or be with him.
I mean, it's a crazy old situation, isn't it? If that is actually what happens. But then I think what the secret is that in that case, that Zoe has effectively done what Kat did and what she's held Kat's account.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Accountable for so many years, and then life happened to Zoe and she ended up doing exactly the same thing with Joel. I think she just feels ashamed and a massive hypocrite. Is that the secret we're going for, basically?
Yeah, surely, because I don't know what else it could be that she's got this big secret about that she thinks that Kat wouldn't forgive her for. I mean, she's already done like prostitution, so it's not going to be anything like that.
It could be any worse, Zoe, love.
That history.
You're already quite capable of struggling. I mean, I used to be
there's anything
amazed.
Wrong with people who decide to do that, Rob, but, you know.
But I feel like it's just, you're right. Like, what else could it possibly be? Like, that she feels so ashamed that she couldn't tell Kat about it. I mean, this is a woman who used to quite cheerfully stroll into the Vic for some fairly minor reason and just punch her mother. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, what
Harry's,
could you...
Harry died a while ago, right? So it's not like she's been secretly living with
no,
him or
nothing
something.
Like that. No, he died years back. So, I'm just trying to work out, maybe could Harry have left Zoe any money that she's
That's
kind
what
of...
I was just thinking, but she's been, well, maybe he didn't, she spent it all or something because she's definitely not got it now if that's the case.
Yeah, God, no. Yeah. So she is, she's in a mess, basically, which is typical Zoe fare, really, isn't it? So the question remains... Like, I feel like Alfie didn't find her by the time this story had finished by the end of the week. I think he said that he thought he had, and then she like escaped or something like that. So he's still kind of trying to hunt her down, isn't he?
But she must still be using Stacey's credit card then, which is how he's trying to trace her.
Stacey's going to be absolutely skint by the time.
How are they going to pay that back off?
I know.
Well, spoiler alert. Nino, if Kat is getting the Vic, how's she going to afford that? Because she's going to need to pay off Stacey's credit card bill for once Zoe comes back, surely.
The only thing I can think is that Phil, like, maybe there's some divorce money that's still to come through. I feel that's the only...
Definitely.
And she sells the cab office. I feel like as a combination of that, she might be able to buy the Vic. I still don't see why she'd want to, in all honesty, but...
You could see her selling the cab office, like Kathy and Harvey or something.
Mm. I still
and
say
then Dean
that Phil would
getting
work
a bit uppity about it.
I still say that Phil would work beautifully in the cab office.
Yeah, true.
But there we are. So Stacey's back, and she clearly is very, very bad at keeping the secret. Kat quite quickly works out that she's hiding something. She tells her a load of lies, basically. She first tells her that Mo, who is busy doing this, one of her typical Mo schemes, and is busy selling bog roll to people, and she's got mountains of it in the living room. So she first tries to tell Kat that Alfie's got himself involved in that. And then that quite quickly falls apart, just as quick as the toilet paper would, I suspect.
Yeah,
And then I think this is actually worse what she does here. She basically, like, Kat kind of jumps on, is it the cancer? Is the cancer back? And Stacey's like, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that works. That works. Yeah, let's go for that, which I think is actually 10 times worse than just keeping the secret.
Telling the
right?
truth and
yeah, of course it
up.
Is. That's 10 times worse. Because then she literally rings out and goes, she thinks it's cancer. Stick with the story. That's terrible.
But also, like, why has nobody said to Stacey, are you having an affair with Alfie or something? Because, you won't put it past Stacey. I know that, I know that you wouldn't expect, or Alfie for that matter, look what happened with Hayley.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's funny that's never even occurred to Kat. Obviously that isn't what's happening, but I would feel like at some point Kat's paranoid brain would have landed on
exactly.
that. As she's ricocheting around the room with theories as to what's going on, you'd have thought, are you two having sex at some point? Yeah.
But
and Stacey would have gone, that's what's happening. We love each other.
Yeah, that's better than the truth.
I'm pregnant again. Yeah, that's what's happening. Yeah. He's trying to earn money for our new baby. Sorry, Kat. Yes,
oh, it's not that.
It's not that.
And Kat somehow knows that.
Yeah, so she rings. I did enjoy her ringing Spencer up and saying, I need to speak to Alfie, but Nan's dead.
Nan's dead, yeah.
It's under a milk float. And because Spencer, presumably, is still just as rubbish as lying as he always was. She very quickly works out that he is not in Australia, and then Jean's overheard Stacey talking to Alfie, and then it all sort of falls apart from there.
You don't reckon we've got a potential Spencer return, do you?
I wouldn't hate it.
He gets mentioned a lot.
I wouldn't hate it. I feel like it would be a recast.
And I was just going to say, I won't mind a recast for Spencer.
I feel
fair.
Like, you know, with everything that's apparently gone on with Vicky, that might be quite an interesting sort of person to bring back at the moment as well. And it would be nice for Alfie to have his brother around again.
Yeah.
Spencer was I liked Spencer. I mean, the actor who used to play him has got, quit acting because apparently the fame and all that kind of thing was too much for him. But I feel like if they recast Spencer, he was an interesting character. He's a different sort of bloke to what we're used to on the square. I think that might be quite a nice... They could do modern things with him.
I always remember him as being quite sensitive. And
very sensitive, bit of drip, but nice bloke.
Yeah.
Nice bloke, I think,
nice.
Was the main thing with Spencer. Yeah. Now and again, I think you need a nice bloke to show up, don't you?
Yeah.
So I feel like that could... Maybe he could sort of come in and fill in that... Not fill in as in be the character, but sort of fill in that nice role that Martin used to have on the square
a
little bit.
I can
bit.
See that. Yeah. Just the nice guy.
Watch this space. I wonder. But yeah, I feel like it's not going to be very long before, at the very least, Kat finds out the truth. And I feel like when she finds out that Stacey has lied and how she's lied about it, then that's not going to go down well. And quite rightly, too.
Maybe it could be leading to
Nina, Stacey's exit.
Stacey's exit.
Possibly, because we know that Stacey's not going to be around for much longer. Am I the only one that's surprised that Stacey's come back for a bit? I'd have thought that it would have just made sense for her just to go when she went.
You would have been a bit of it would have been a bit too, I don't know, it would have been a bit too clumsy of an exit for that to have just been her exit, I feel. Why would she just go
I need
and
to grieve and then just left for months.
Yeah, and just don't come back. Because this, she needs writing out properly in case she does decide to take a really long break for all we know. Yeah. So.
And she gets chased out of Albert Square by Kat.
Yes.
And her lead piping, you know, that picture on the Christmas day when she found out about Hayley. I will do time for you. I'd chase her out the square like that. Who knows? Right, ladies and gents, let's now get to the big exits of the week and talk about the Taylor's final days. Right then, the time has arrived. It's time to say goodbye to Bernie and Felix, but we'll talk about him in a minute.
In brackets.
I mean, literally, sort of, as well, isn't it? You could sort of, I mean, bless him. But we'll talk about that in a second. I have to say, on the whole, as sad as I am to lose Bernard, I actually think it was a very good exit for her.
Yes, it was. And I think it was the only way for her to have an exit with her getting a bit of feeling like she's got a bit of revenge on everyone as well.
And I was delighted she got away with it as well, actually.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I didn't want him to catch up with her and
No,
take
neither
the,
did I.
no, I wanted her to get away with
Yeah,
it, yeah.
absolutely. I feel
As
like
much
it's
as I don't want
fair.
her stealing from Ivani and Nugget, to be fair, but also
No,
like
but at the same time, deal with it. Because, like,
it's
she's been
technically it's
through
the
it.
Panesars that she's
Yeah.
stealing
And
from, not just them
they'll
two.
make that money up again. Who cares? Do
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's only
they will.
money. And
Yeah.
Bernie's not the sort of person that's going to have that sort of money in her life very often, is she? So I think it's a fair trade-off, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah, in a way, I guess. I mean, what other kind of revenge or justice is she going to feel like she can get, I
I
guess?
mean, don't get me wrong, we have had Bernie in sort of her villain era recently, but it's
Yes.
felt
Which has
like
been
just,
great, I feel,
yeah,
though. I've
I've
loved
enjoyed that.
it.
Yeah, it's a shame that we didn't really see much of Bernie in their final year, shall we say, but I
Yeah.
feel like it's been justified. And it feels like this is actually an official ending to the Six storyline as well.
Well, I thought that until the final scene of Ravi looking at Suki, and I thought, is he going to
Yes.
finally find out the truth then?
But then I feel like Ravi, like Suki, only needs to run to him and go, "Well, you want to shut up, Mister? Killed two of your dads."
Well, yeah, that is it. So, yeah, fair. Maybe that will be it then. Maybe he'll just go, so you knew Suki, because there's no way he's going to leave it and be like, Suki, you clearly knew and you've just
No,
let her go.
like yes, there is still the continuation because I feel like that's why he was the Duff Duff rather than.
Yeah.
Do you know what I would have really liked is that if the Duff Duff had been just Felix and Bernie in the taxi on their own, because then Felix could have had his first and last Duff Duff. That would have been nice.
Oh,
He
yeah,
never had
that
a
would
Duff
have been
Duff.
nice.
Never had a
Oh,
Duff
that's
Duff, bless him.
disappointing.
It is disappointing.
Never had
But I've.
anything, did he? Bless him.
No,
Let's be
no.
real.
But we'll talk about Felix in a second.
Yeah.
But Bernie, I did enjoy it. And I have to say, her last episode was some nice stuff. There was some nice callback to something that Bernie, you know, they had a little moment to sort to for her and Patrick to have a moment, which I quite liked, because that's a relationship that's not been sort of touched upon in years.
Yeah.
They had a nice moment with her talking to her baby, talking to that was lovely. And then even down to her last moments, because I saw some people saying, "Oh, why didn't Bernie get a Julius theme?" And I'm here to tell you that the reason she didn't get a Julius theme, because she doesn't need a Julius theme. She is the only character in EastEnders history that has Heather Small as her official music background. She doesn't need a Julius theme.
Oh,
She's got
yeah, she
Proud as
did,
her.
didn't she? Yeah,
She's got
yeah.
Proud as her theme, because that obviously was a callback to what I believe actually was one of Bernie's finest moments, where
Yeah,
she was at that
the Pride
Pride
episode,
and, you
yeah.
know, she was dancing all around and it was her
Yeah.
kind of coming out and accepting herself. I thought that was a beautiful throwback to that moment. I liked that.
Do you know what, as well? Because that was a particularly good Pride episode, that one as well. I
Yeah.
feel like this was as well again, though, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah.
I feel like they
Yeah.
get the Pride episodes, like, they get them spot on because
Power to the
this year,
gays.
it wasn't so much about. It was like Pride was just an event that was taking place, but they were still making a deal of it at the same time, if you know what I mean. So I
Yeah,
feel
yeah.
like it was the perfect balance to go along with the storylines that were happening. So,
Yeah.
and a great moment for both Bernie and Felix to leave during Pride, weren't it? Like, there you go, momentous.
Woke, pack it in, it's ungodly. So basically the whole sort of run up to the week was sort of, is Bernie going to get away with this? Sort of
Yeah.
the you could feel that the tide, the walls were closing in on her, but she was going out fighting right to the point where
She
she
would.
wasn't she like, "I will do anything I need to get out of this
I'll chuck Vicky
situation,
under the bus while I'm
and
at it. We're gone next week anyway.
I'll get Joel locked up in the freezer. That's fine. Can we talk about
Yeah.
the fact that Ravi is a psychopath when it comes to other people's children? He's dangled one off a
Absolutely.
bridge.
Absolutely love it.
He's
Absolutely love it.
dangled one off a bridge
Brilliant.
and locked another one in a freezer. Both of them could
Brilliant.
have died.
Well, he wouldn't have done out to Barney, would he? But
I
Joel,
don't know.
be right. Do what you want with Joel.
I know. Him and Tommy, by the way, because obviously vapes are bad. Vapes are a terrible thing to do. And then
Very bad,
Tommy,
Rob.
yeah, he's stolen vapes off from the shop.
Yeah.
And now they're selling
How?
them. I thought that because they're always behind the counter.
Yeah. But anyway, we don't need to
Anyway.
see how. We just know that they
Anyway.
have.
Yeah, so now Tommy is sort of selling vapes. And Joel is basically pushing him to this sort of criminal lifestyle because that's what men do, apparently.
Yes. Isn't, by the way, isn't it mad that that's what kids do these days? They don't steal cigarettes anymore. They steal
Well,
vapes.
when we were
Like,
at school, we used to have our own little businesses with cigarettes going in the playground. That was when we were at primary school. But you know what I mean? At the back of the field, behind the bike sheds. They'll give you,
you
yeah, you know,
always knew
10
when one
cigarettes
at
for a fiver.
lads, yeah, when one at lads at our school, when his parents had been on holiday, you knew because he was stood on a football field selling cigarettes.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? Because we've spoken about this off camera before, but I think it's so mental that I was walking my dog a few weeks back, and I saw the kids all going home from secondary school, and two of them were standing on a street corner, like vaping like crazy, and then were like sort of spraying themselves as one of them went home, and it's sort of like, we've
Spraying
done that,
themselves. What do
we've
you need to
done that.
spray
I
yourself
know, you don't
for?
even need to
Like
do that
cigarette
now.
smoke?
You don't even
No.
need to do that now, but they were
Does it
anyway, and
for
it's,
you, if anything?
yeah, you smell
Surely.
lovely.
They smell delicious. I see why people do them, but
It's
not that I do, but
crazy.
they do smell really nice.
It's crazy,
But
isn't it? Just
yeah,
the
it is.
development of it. But yeah, vapes are a thing now that kids are selling to one another. And yeah, Joel is sort of pushing Tommy towards this sort of lifestyle. Nothing good is going to come out of this. Joel is a little shit. And basically, I see nothing but trouble and terror for Tommy moving forward. And none of the parents have quite worked out what's going on yet, because Kat is even still thinking that Joel is a good kid and is a good influence, but they're just, typical ruffians.
I think both sets of parents are like just so relieved that both the kids have found a friend that they're
Yeah.
like overlooking the fact that actually Joel's a bad influence on Tommy. And because even Kat were like, oh, they're really nice lads together, but when they are together, and it's like, Kat, do you remember that really dark porn that Tommy were watching a
Yeah.
few weeks ago? Where do you
I
think he got
remember
it
that.
from? Come
Yeah.
on,
Yeah.
add it all together, maybe.
Oh dear, it's worrying, 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 but it's a good storyline. You're welcome. So
Oh yeah, back to what we were on about,
that's what we
Bernie.
were talking about. Yeah, so Bernie, I mean, like I say, yeah, so basically the Panesars are sort of zoning in on Bernie. She's thrown Vicky under the bus because obviously Vicky is suddenly helping with the Panesar finances.
Out of nowhere, but yeah,
We
she
still
is.
don't know how, but hey ho, it's happening. And so when they start to realize that money is leaving their accounts, Bernie's obviously the first person they come to because she's changed the passwords and all the computers and everything like that, so they can't get easy access to it. And so when they confront her, Bernie's like, it was Vicky. Vicky's doing it. I caught her. That's why I've changed all the passwords. She's a terrible person. Go catch her. Go chase her. She's going to run away. Get her. Get her. So that's how Joel ends up getting locked in the freezer. And while meanwhile, all that's going on, Bernie is planning her escape, and she's trying to get Felix to come along with her.
And then she half tells Felix the truth because I got
Yeah.
confused at one point this week because he, so she tells Felix, I'm stealing the money from the Panesars, etc. And Felix says, oh, what? I know that Nish killed Keanu, but you still shouldn't be messing about with the Panesars. But then she tells him that Linda did it, but then she doesn't at that point tell him that Johnny knew because then that happens later in the week. But I was so confused because I thought she told him then, oh, Johnny knew, and then
Yeah.
Felix were all right with it and just ran
Yeah, no,
off.
that's not what happened. Yeah,
But
no,
then
she
also
saved
would,
that.
yeah, but also would Felix have been happy to know that about his mother-in-law killed his cousin anyway?
Probably not.
Like, you know what I
Rob's
mean? I
not.
don't know.
Rob's not. I mean, other thing that I enjoyed this week with was the Bernie and Vicky dynamic. You know, when Vicky was trying to get this race sorted, and then Vicky discovers what Bernie's doing. I've got to say, I'm slowly becoming obsessed with Vicky. I like her a lot. She's great. I'm a big
She's a
fan.
slow burner for me, but I can
Yeah.
see, I'm hoping that I'm going to start really liking her.
I.
I found it, go on, I'm going to say when she said to Bernie, say who's the better businesswoman?
I love that.
Say who's the better businesswoman? I'm
Basically.
like, that's what's important right now, Vicky,
Yeah, it's all
seriously.
about
But
status. The face expression she was pulling as well, like really sticking her nose up in the air and everything. I was finding it very, very funny. Yeah, and I can tell, I'm telling you now, I reckon that that is just such a good recast. She's so Michelle's daughter.
I was just going to say that though. And I can see Den in her as well, though, to be
Yeah,
fair. I think it
yeah.
is a really good recast and she's very East End.
She's very East End. She's nothing like what she used to be, but that's
No,
fine, I feel. I
that's
think that's
fine.
a,
Yeah,
that was a wise
absolutely not a
decision.
problem.
That was a wise decision. Kathy made a reference to Den, and like I can see bits of Den in you. Is that something they're going to run with a little bit?
Well, I think, yeah, because she's appearing a bit dodgy, isn't she? She's a
Yeah.
bit dodgy, so I think it's that side of her. She's going to be a bit dodgy, I think.
Dodgy or dangerous, because Den was dangerous as well. So
True,
is.
true. I was thinking that, but how would she be dangerous? Well, we've yet
Well,
to see. Maybe she's going to keep sticking up for Joel, even though
I
he
could
doesn't
say
deserve
that's
it.
that in itself is quite dangerous. So I
True.
feel like that might be a hint. But I have to say I think that she's a triumph. I'm really excited. I mean,
Yeah,
I understand how
I
she's
agree.
because this is the thing, these new characters come in, and when they're quite a lot quite quickly, it can
That's
sometimes
it.
yeah, it can sometimes feel a bit jarring. For me, Vicky is working, but I can understand why people are sort of like taking a little bit of time to get used to
I
her. But
need as much as I understand that that's a personality, I need to see a bit more of the softer side so that I can
Sure.
take a liking to her and then
Sure.
appreciate her brashness as well. But I'm yet to see that bit yet, I think.
Sure.
That's my issue.
Yeah,
But
I get
with
that.
time,
Yeah,
I
I
can
get
see it
that.
working, definitely.
I just think I'm so enamored by the fact that she's so Michelle's daughter. I think they've just
Yeah,
absolutely nailed that side of things. So it almost makes things a little bit more forgivable as well. Because
Yeah, true.
a lot of what she's done so far, I can see Michelle doing in various forms. And let's be real here, the reason that she needs this raise is because Michelle has been gupping off in Sharon's ear, saying, "Chuck her out, she deserves it. Go on, chuck her out, our own daughter." So it's you can like mother, like daughter, ruthless.
Can we keep what is happening with Sharon? I think
I don't know. I mean, Letitia Dean is having some time off, I think, is all we know. So
okay. We don't need to
hopefully, she...
comment. We don't need to speculate, do we?
no, hopefully she'll be back soon, is all I can say. I hope she's all right. But
Just
I
still
think,
seems a little random, doesn't it, at the minute?
well, you know, sometimes that's what happens. Do you know what I mean? If an actor needs to
True
take time off
life.
suddenly, it's going to feel random, isn't it?
Yeah,
Like, it's, and it
fair.
just so happens that it's coming to a point where we could really do with Sharon around at the moment.
Yeah, that's it. That's the thing. Yeah.
That said, though, I think they're doing quite well with papering over the gaps where Sharon would be in storylines.
Yeah, I agree with that because, like we said last week, they've used Kat a couple of times for some
Yeah.
fill scenes and
Vicky's
things like
filled some
that.
Sharon roles in. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's worked. It's a shame, but I think it's working, and hopefully she'll be back soon. So,
Back to Bernie again.
back to Bernie again. Keep going off. Let's talk about Felix for a second, because bless him, I feel like it was as good an exit as Felix was going to get.
Do you know what? At least they gave him his own kind of exit in it because they could have easily not written him with Johnny and just had Bernie say, "Come with me," and explain the situation
And
and
he'd have
just
gone,
written
yeah,
him
all
out
right.
like that and
Yeah.
put him as part of her exit. But at least he kind of got his own exit within it as well, I
He
feel,
did.
with
I
the
mean,
Johnny stuff.
he did, and they gave him possibly a bit more than you might have expected. Because realistically, I feel like Bernie could have said, "Look, how do you fancy just this jet setting lifestyle? Just come off with me. Screw this place. Let's go." And I feel like Felix, being who he was, bearing in mind that it took Johnny some works to get him into a relationship, it would have felt all right, I think, for Felix to sort of go, "Yeah, right, screw it. Let's go. See you later, Johnny," and just gone off. But they actually kind of gave him something of a journey this week. And, you know, Matthew Morrison put in the work for the few sort of scenes of heavy stuff that he got, which was nice to see. Just a shame he never got to do it for his whole 2 years on the show.
I really enjoyed Felix.
Yeah,
I
it's a
wish we'd have
shame.
seen more. Like Felix as a character was brilliant.
Yeah.
I loved Felix, but there we go.
No, it is what
In
it
past
is.
tense now,
It is,
isn't it?
unfortunately. Johnny and Callum. Balham
Here we
fans,
go.
put your torches down, but I'm afraid we're
Brace
here. Brace
yourselves.
yourselves, everybody. I'm sure the
Wow.
fandom is going to be a very reasonable place over the next few weeks.
Well.
One thing I would say about this is there's a side of me that sort of thinks if we didn't know Ben was coming back, I feel like we would have worked it out by the events of this week.
What, that Ben's coming back?
Yeah.
Oh, you feel like they've just done it because Ben's coming back.
Because Callum's had nothing to do since Ben
That's
left.
true. Yeah, true. I don't know. I'm just not here for it, if I'm honest with you.
What, Ben and Callum and Johnny?
Yeah. No, I'm not here for it. I feel like the two like family. I get that could be a reason why you could argue that they would work,
Yeah, I mean,
but
that's not the issue for me whatsoever. I just,
oh, go on.
I can understand why they might be attracted to each other, to be honest. I do feel it was a bit random of Callum to have suddenly decided, yeah, I'm just going to snog this guy who I know has got a boyfriend in the place that his boyfriend works right in front of people. I'm just going to do that just because he's
Me,
wound
a
me up
married
about,
man.
yeah, I'm just going to kiss him right now in front of everybody, just because he's wound me up a little bit about my relationship. So I'm going to prove that I am a cool person and who isn't just sort of chained down by Ben, and I'm just going to snog him. That felt a
Yeah,
bit
I know what
out
you
of
mean.
nowhere, I thought.
Because really, they could have also written it that, because I'll be honest with you, I think Felix was quite unreasonable this week as well with Johnny
Okay.
because he were like, he were complaining, oh, he's Mr. Flat Viewing because
Yeah.
he's with his gran in hospital who's just had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Oh, soz, Felix, is that not important enough to miss like a flat viewing? Do you know what I
I
mean?
know.
So you could have just written that, you could have written Johnny and Felix having a bit of a disagreement in that respect, and then Johnny just kissing a randomer, I feel, could have worked. Rather than Callum, because I know what you mean. It's just so random.
Yeah, because it didn't feel like actually at that point that Johnny and Felix were really kind of having that many problems, did it really? I didn't think, because they were talking about moving in together. Johnny seemed quite excited about that when he even started that conversation with Callum. And but by the end of it, Callum snogged him and Johnny's like, eh, screw it, I'll stick a tongue in, that's fine. I don't
just
know.
For the sake. Whereas if it had been like Johnny and Felix had had an argument, maybe because Felix had been like, I can't believe you missed an appointment because you were with your gran who just had a heart attack. And he'd be like, excuse me. Then Johnny gets drunk and kisses a randomer. That would have felt more natural to me.
Or even if they'd built a little bit more up of the kiss that we had between them weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we'd have even referred back to that at any point between then and now. That might have made this feel a little bit more like, yeah, we could have seen this coming, fair play.
Yeah.
But, hey, I don't know. But this does appear to be kind of the start of something. But this is what I mean. I feel like this is yet another kind of example of Callum getting a storyline that is related to Ben, because Callum's character is being Ben's partner.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying. So it's just to basically give Callum some beef with Ben when he comes back kind of thing. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I will say this. I have no issue with Callum cheating on Ben whatsoever, because honestly, I feel like I don't have any issue with it. I don't care in saying that, because I think it makes perfect sense for him to. Like, Ben has let him down time and time and time again. I think everything Johnny said to him this week was absolutely spot on.
Yeah, it was, to be fair, but I actually think it's kind of out of character, though, for Callum. But maybe that's why they've done it with Johnny, because it's somebody he's got such a history with, kind of thing, like, generally speaking. So I'm just not here for it. I don't know. I don't know what I'm expecting from Ben when he does come back and what's going to happen. Is he back full time when he comes back?
So it was said that he's coming back for a guest stint.
Yeah.
And then apparently they're going to see how it goes, and then might be back full time. I call bullshit on that, and I'm just saying that he's definitely coming back full time by the end of the year. 100% he will. So this feels like it's going to start a bit of a thing. The thing is, you know full well that the ultimate outcome of this is going to be Callum will realise that he could never love anybody as much as Ben. And anybody else is so unimportant. That's where it's heading, because Ben and Callum are, you know, relationship goals, apparently. So.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I think it'll be then that maybe, excuse me, Ben will have a video call with Callum and he's going to confess what's happened, and it'll be that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think so. I just think that I would like to, look, all right, it sounds like I'm properly sort of kind of pouring cold water on Ballum, and it's not necessarily that. I just think that Ben has not kind of, I don't think that Ben has treated him well enough not to expect some sort of fight back from Callum. And actually what I'd like to see is Ben, when he comes back, having to really work for Callum and show him that he's worth being with in terms of that, rather than I will do whatever I want and you're just going to get over it and love me anyway.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
I don't
for
think
Ben to actually make the effort a bit more, rather
I feel
than
like
it be
we wouldn't
Callum
accept
letting him
that.
Just.
Yeah. I feel like we wouldn't accept that in any other relationship, but it's sort of expected with those two. So I feel like I'd like to see sort of Ben having to actually make some effort.
A bit.
Yeah. Yeah, and have Callum stand on his own two feet a little bit and actually sort of make it, you know, sort of.
Just have Callum be his own character rather than, like you said, being a character because of Ben. That's what we need when Ben comes back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't hate Callum and Johnny. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. I actually think in the long term they could work quite well together, but the spectre of Ben is always going to be there. So I feel like there's no point in me getting invested in Callum and Johnny, because I don't think it's going to happen long term.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's going to happen at all, since what's just happened anyway, because Callum's married to Ben. So I think now it's just going to be like you say. And then Ben's going to come back and hate Johnny, of course, because they used to like each other.
Well, they slept together at one point.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Well,
so he's had the set. Fair play, Johnny. He's done that. Either that, or they're going to get into a polyamorous relationship between the three of them.
I did wonder that, you know, because there's another soap that's doing that at the moment.
Is it?
I've explored that.
What
soap's
doing that? Oh, well, everybody
needs. They've got a gay thruple.
They're pushing the boat out of everybody needs good neighbours in that case, though, don't they?
Hey.
But yeah, Felix like sees. I did quite enjoy Felix discovering the two of them kissing because he was framed within this sort of like gold sort of veil thing that he was looking at them for. It could not have been more camp. Like just looking at them horrified through this sort of veil thing, and then he sort of has it out with Johnny about doesn't mention the kiss whatsoever. He just sort of gets with the Callum, and then they start talking about the whole
And
dynamic
then he goes,
with
did you know, it's true, you knew about Linda killing my cousin and you'd just been laying next to me knowing all that. This is where, that's where I got confused because I was like, so Bernie didn't tell you that before?
That's what I mean. I don't get why Bernie kept that until the last second.
Yeah, why
Like,
would you
used
keep
that as
that bit
her,
to yourself?
it was like using that as her ace card sort of thing. And I'm sort of like, I feel like you'd just say it all at once, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Don't want to break your heart, but this is what's happened. Sorry to tell you, but.
Oh, what? So then she told Felix, and then Felix thought, now I've got to keep it from Johnny that I know that his mum killed somebody, if he didn't think that Johnny knew. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So that puts him in an awkward situation either way, doesn't it? But Felix very quickly decides that me and Johnny are done then. Runs away to get dressed up as Tara so we can have the most dramatic. It was nice to see Tara one last time because
It
he
was
does look
nice to see
fabulous.
Tara.
He's a good drag queen. He looks fabulous. And the pair of them are then confronted by Suki because Vinny's put this really bad spyware on Bernie's laptop because there was this whole subterfuge between Ravi and Priya, who was busy watching her knickers
Brilliant.
in the sink. Loved all that. And then
What a
Priya
team
acts,
they are, eh?
aren't they just? Can I just say, they seem like they're together now.
Yeah, I thought that a couple of, there were a time in week where he had his arm properly around her and stuff, and I'm like, oh, I feel like they are close like that, though. That's kind of
That's
their dynamic anyway. But if
they
they were
haven't.
both, but if they were both in separate relationships, they wouldn't be like that, if you know what I mean. So, but yeah, I'm,
Let's make them
although Ravi
official.
and Denise should have, like, that's just done then,
That's
oh,
done.
anyway.
It's done. It's done. But I mean, just make Ravi and Priya official. They may as well now. They work
Yeah,
really
might
well
as well.
together, to be fair, don't
Yeah.
they? They really, really do. They're a great pairing. And so, yeah, Vinny puts this, because of course he does, because it's Vinny. He puts this appalling spyware on them, which I've never seen spyware in any sort that has such a lag on it than the one that Vinny puts on Bernie's laptop.
Well, he's meant to be good at it as well, isn't he? It's
I
what he
know. This is
specialises
what I
in, but there
mean.
you
This
go.
is, I can't even
Yeah,
do that
yeah.
right. I mean, if unless they were using the excuse that it was the water that has been spilled on the laptop that has slowed it down a little bit, but I don't think they even did that,
No,
did
because
they?
they got a new laptop and
Oh yes,
installed
they did.
spyware on the
Yeah, so
laptop.
no excuse.
Maybe there
Vinny's
would be a
just.
bit of a lag, though. It's pretty impressive that you can do that at all, in
Well,
fairness, but.
I wondered how intense this spyware was going to be. Whether it was going to be able to track every single movement that she was doing. Had they stuck a bug on it? Were they suddenly going to start recording conversations? I didn't know quite what this spyware was. But they eventually sort of witnessed the fact that Bernie is the one that's sort of moving this money around. Suki kind of makes a run for where Bernie is because she knows that she's about to leave, and they have this moment with some of the six and Suki, and Suki's eventually sort of persuaded to just let her go. It's only money, and she's lost her brother, and that's our fault.
I'm not being funny, but I thought that were a bit rich off at other folks. But oh, come on, Suki, it's only a bit of money.
It's only
Like, come
25
on.
grand, Suki.
Come on, don't be tight, Suki. Let her go in taxi then. Yeah, especially Linda. Me
Oh,
who
yeah,
killed
Linda's like,
someone. You
Linda's like,
pay
let her
25
go.
grand then.
Yeah, exactly. If you were Suki, you'd be like, oh, right, so what, 5 grand each from you lot, is it? And I'll let her go. No issues.
That could be a thing, though. That could be a continuation of it.
I feel
Suki
like
being
that's a
like, give
fair
some money then.
compromise.
You made me give it her. Then
I feel like that's.
Ravi's breathing down my neck now. So give me some of yours then.
I feel like it's a fair compromise. But,
Yeah,
you're
so do
right.
I.
All the rest of them were just like, I'll let her go. It's only money. Chill out. Like, what's the matter with you? But Bernie just gets to go, proud, playing in the background. Love that moment. Like I say, lovely throwback. And then Bernie and Tara get in the taxi and head off to Heathrow Airport. I bet Tara at passport security with a laugh.
I was wondering this, right? How would Tara go through?
Yeah, because you've
Because
got to look like you're
my
doing your
would they make
passport.
them take the wig off? But I guess you
I think
wouldn't, would you?
I don't. I think you have to, don't you? I don't know.
Well, no,
I'm
because
not.
you can grow long hair after you've had a picture with short hair and things like that, I guess.
I know, but I don't know. I don't know. Maybe there's ways and means, but I just like the
Yeah.
idea of this 7 foot drag queen just suddenly going, yeah, that's
Yeah.
me. That's me. I'm Felix. Yeah, hi. And trying to get for insecurity,
Mind
but
you have the what's it called, face identity thing. It probably
that's
still
true. It's
pick it up anyway.
bone structure and everything. That's
Yeah.
true. So there we
There you
go.
go.
That was the end of Bernie and Felix. I mean, good exit for Bernie. I really, really liked Bernie's
Yeah.
exit. That felt satisfying, I think.
Yes, it did.
And I would say that Felix got as good an exit as he was ever going to get.
I think Felix got a good exit, but it doesn't feel satisfying because we didn't have enough Felix in the
Ever.
first place. And that's
Ever,
why
yeah.
that this is it. And that's why it didn't feel that satisfying because it was like, oh, just finally started getting some Felix and now he's going.
Yeah,
That's why it
always the
doesn't
way.
feel as satisfying, I feel.
Frustrating. It is
Yeah, frustrating.
frustrating.
That's the word. Yes,
Yeah,
definitely.
yeah. But there we are then. So the future of this, we think this is Ravi that's going to sort of Ravi at war with. Well, so is it, he's going to find out what happened, I think, and then is he going to sort of maybe try and put pressure on the rest of the six? Is that where it's going to get his money back?
Yeah, he could do with Denise, get a bit of revenge on her while he's at it. I
Yeah.
don't know, or is it like you say that he's going to find out and then Suki will be like, well, takes one to no one, look what happened
Yeah.
to your two father figures, and then that'll be
Yeah.
it. There'll be a line
Yeah.
drawn under it, and the six will never be the six again.
Well, not the six.
Possibly.
We'll see. We shall see. Gold star this week, Rue.
Well, it's got to be Bernie or Felix for me,
Okay.
seeing as though they're the exits. So I'll say Bernie for last week.
You know what? I'm actually going to say Vicky for my gold star this week.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh,
Yeah.
okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Bless Felix. I'm going to miss him, but
I
at
was
the
going to say
same
I
time,
feel a bit bad Felix in game one
it
now,
was
but
his
yeah,
last.
fair
It was.
enough.
Let's
Okay,
be honest,
yeah.
it was probably his best week since he's been there, in all honesty, but that's because it was his exit. And I, you know, I'm sorry that he's gone, but Vicky really stood out to me this week. I really enjoyed
Ah,
Vicky and
yeah,
Bernie's
fair.
sort of interplay. There you go. So Bernie and Vicky for the gold stars this week. Let us know who your gold stars are going to, and we shall finish as usual, ladies and gents, with some comments from you.
So, starting with a comment from Michael Robbins this week, Robbie says, with Felix's exit, are Johnny and Callum becoming a thing? And just in time for Ben's expected return, too. Why not? Ben said his body count was in the thousands. Have you any idea how wildly popular British accents are in America?
He has a point. I do need to give America a visit at some point.
Eh? I see. That's
See,
where I'm going
see.
wrong, Rob.
Did he say the thousands? Did Ben ever say that he was in the thousands? I mean, I wouldn't
That's
be. That's a
shocking.
lot. That's a lot. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. But I feel like he went for a stage. But you know, when he was doing his drug thing, he was going to sex parties and stuff. I feel
Yeah,
like,
that is true.
yeah, I feel like he might have said the hundreds at some point. But maybe, oh, who knows?
Thousands?
Who
Really?
knows? But yeah, I mean, I think they are definitely becoming a thing. I've seen some pictures, spoiler siren,
Oh, have you actually?
that
Right,
suggests that
okay.
the Johnny and Callum thing, the Johnny and Callum thing, I think is becoming a thing until Ben gets back, and then that's going to be, you know, the bone of contention,
I'm
so
not
to
here
speak.
for it at all, you know.
I know you're
I've got
not,
it
but I don't mind it.
in my head, they're too like family, and it
I
feels like that
mean,
they wouldn't go there after all
I
these
feel
years.
like you
But
watching the wrong show if that's your issue.
well, I know. But in my head, that's how I view them. That's what I mean. So, anyway, I
They're
just
not
don't
even
know. I don't know
related,
what
though.
it is.
Just childhood friends.
I don't feel like they gel as a couple. Like, I just don't like. Even Felix and Johnny, that I feel like that were believable. I don't know what it is. Do you know what? I think they're too similar.
No,
I think they
well,
may be too similar. I
I
don't
just
know.
feel that I've always kind of struggled with the idea that Callum, this really dedicated police officer, is prepared to be a really, really dedicated police officer in everything in his life apart from his boyfriend.
Yeah, that is true, though, actually. It would suit him to be with a lawyer a lot more than Ben Mitchell,
Exactly.
in fairness. Yeah.
Exactly. So
Yeah.
I don't know. I just would love them to really sort of explore Callum's, like, Callum even considering the possibility that Ben is not possibly the love of his life, you know?
Yeah, but he goes on about it all the time, Rob, so he can't backtrack on it now, can he?
Okay.
Jesus, don't shut up about it.
Well, we'll see. We will see. Steph Cripps has said, I actually really like Vicky in these eps. She's a complex character that's got some sass, and that's what EE does best. Shameless it is that Felix and Bernie never really made it. I'm up for seeing them go and bringing in some new blood. Elaine and Linda were amazing, but unless they're bringing Mick back, I'm up for a change. Roll on, new EastEnders. So Steph is all up for the new era. Yeah, I mean, yeah, Vicky is nice and complex. I think I'm interested to sort of see where Vicky goes with this whole Joel thing. I feel like she's
Yeah.
becoming kind of quite. I feel like she's almost looking at Joel as a bit of a project. You know, like she's prepared to sort of rush to his defense and sort of. But then at the same time, you've got to sort of wonder how much of that is that she actually cares about Joel as opposed to she just wants to keep her relationship with Ross running.
Well, this is it, isn't it? Because she can see through Joel as well, which she said, and you can tell that she can see through it. So why is she allowing it to happen? Does she genuinely think that she can make him see sense? Or is it just because she thinks it gives Ross an easier life and she don't want the
Yeah,
relationship to
I
have
think that's what
all
a
these
lot of it is.
issues? Do you
Because
think
she
that's what it
cannot,
is?
yeah, I mean, she cannot be serious as she thinks that she pays off the odd sort of woman that Joel's given issues to, that that's going to just kind of put a nice little sort of lid
You're
on it
gonna be
all.
skint, love, and you already are, Sharon.
Yeah, exactly. So that's not long lasting. But yeah, I just think that I think she's really interesting, and I'm really, really enjoying Vicky. I'm intrigued to sort of see where she goes from here in
I
terms
want
of
a
her thing.
softer side. That's all I want from it. And then I feel like I'll
Layers.
be there with her. Yeah.
Layers, layers, layers. Always important.
Exactly.
Right, ladies and gents, that's it for this week. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can do the following.
You can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and wherever you get your podcasts. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/E20After Dark. And do you know what? Our funds are a bit low after SERP Awards, Rob, from there.
You're literally begging for money now, are you? Is that where we're
No,
at?
I'm not begging for money. I was trying to tell you, like, oh, we need to watch our spends on this
We
podcast
do.
stuff.
We do indeed. Right. That's it this week, ladies and gents. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. All being well, we shall be in your feeds at the usual time next week, but the scheduling's all over the place. And make sure that you're following when EastEnders is on, and make sure you're following us on our socials in case there's any issues. But it should be okay. And until then, I will see you next time. It's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.